Baker McKenzie welcomes you to TMT Talk, the global TMT podcast series, focusing on sector-specific issues that are impactful on players in the technology, media, and telecoms industry.
Hello, and welcome to Baker McKenzie Global TMT Podcast Series. In this episode, we will discuss how unmanned aircraft systems, or UAS, are set to take off with 5G. My name is Raffaele Giarda. I'm a partner with Baker McKenzie, and I lead the global TMT technology, media, and telecoms industry group of Baker McKenzie. Today, it is my pleasure and privilege to discuss with two highly esteemed colleagues around what the scenario looks like and what does the future hold for the tech industry in this specific environment. So let me introduce our two guests today. Jennifer Trock, a partner in Baker McKenzie's Washington, D.C. office, who advises airlines, airports, airspace manufacturers, and in addition to traditional commercial aviation matters, Jennifer has extensive experience in representing all areas of the drone sector on a range of regulatory and commercial matters, including in the areas of high-altitude pseudo-satellite applications and passenger-carrying self-piloted aircraft. It is therefore not by chance, as you can imagine, that Jennifer chairs the Baker McKenzie's Global Aviation Group, also leading the firm's UAS focus team and serving as the chair of the American Bar Association Forum on Air and Space Law. Andrea Mezzetti, a counsel in the Baker McKenzie's Rome office who has extensive experience in the TMT space, advising domestic and international clients on information technology and electronic communications, with particular emphasis on the regulatory aspects of disruptive technologies and applications, as well as the drafting and negotiation of sector-specific agreements. Andrea often represents technology players before the communications regulatory authorities, also having supported telecoms operators in the participation to frequencies auctions and having been invited to join institutional regulatory working groups on behalf of telco providers. Andrea is also the legal partner for the Drones Advisory Board at the Politecnico in Milan, one of the leading scientific university institutions. Jennifer, Andrea, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. We're really excited to discuss this emerging technology and its applications in the drone world. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Raffaele. It's really a pleasure being here and talking together with you and Jennifer about this.
Okay, thank you both. I hope you and those dear to you are well in these challenging times as we start seeing a new face in the evolution of COVID-19. Nowadays, and for the record, today is the 4th of May, 2021, the world is experiencing a new spike in the pandemic, forcing us to go through a swinging between lockdown regimes and relaxation of restrictions to hopefully go back soon to some degree of normalcy, thanks also to vaccination campaigns. In this volatile context, some of the disruptive technologies are certainly enabling humanity to sort out certain issues brought about by the pandemic. And UAS are among such enablers, as drones have been used, for instance, for public space monitoring during lockdown or quarantine, for aerial spraying of public areas for disinfection purposes, or also for pickup, for delivery, transportation of medicines or medical supplies, not only to reduce the transportation time, but also to minimize the exposure to the virus. So without further ado, let's start from Jennifer. Jennifer, what is 5G technology and how will it impact unmanned aircraft systems?
Well, thank you for that question. I think it's a really exciting area. So fifth generation mobile network technology, or 5G, is a new technology that offers the potential for higher connectivity speeds, lower latency, and the ability to interconnect more devices using mobile networks, including for UAS or drones. And you'll hear me talk about UAS and drones interchangeably. The terminology kind of works both ways. So I just wanted to say that at the outset. So 5G is really going to provide a strategic part of the high-speed connectivity that's going to form the backbone of an increasingly data-focused global digital economy broadly, well beyond drones. But in the drone context, we're seeing this demand for commercial drones continue to grow. By way of example, it's estimated that the market's going to grow from over $17 billion in 2019 to $46 billion in 2025. It's just tremendous growth. Some projections have the global number of drones operating commercially growing to over 18 million by the year 2025, which is only 4 short years from now. So this is really going to require stakeholders to seek solutions to manage the number of drone users, the air traffic system, which can be particularly complex in urban areas where we're seeing more innovative applications for drones, and where air traffic management is most complex. And for all of this, 5G is going to be a significant enabler to this technology to allow for the seamless and increasing integration of drones into our daily lives. And Rafaela, as you had mentioned, there's a number of applications that have been accelerated by way of the pandemic, from vaccine delivery and other applications that will likely result in drones becoming more and more a part of our everyday life. So to do this, not only does the UAS industry require super fast data transfer from drones to computers or into cloud-based processing platforms to decrease data processing time, but it also requires low latency connection for live view and live streaming technologies. And essentially, all of the things that 5G can offer will be essential to the drone and UAS future. And as these more complex solutions are supported by the 5G technology, we expect to see an increase in the prevalence and the value of drones as a service. Everything from automated inspections and surveillance as priority areas to delivery of supplies and other goods being critical to the future of digital infrastructure.
Thank you, Jennifer. So big numbers, huge growth, and a significant role played by UAS in the fight against the pandemic. Andrea, what is your view on this?
I fully agree with Jen that drones played a significant role during the pandemic, and in particular in the delivery sector. Also, you were mentioning the delivery of medicines, but also of goods, of essential goods and products in those isolated areas where otherwise it would be very difficult for people living there to live a normal life during the pandemic. In particular, a survey from the Polytechnic University of Milan evidence how a significant number of startups, drone startups, especially in the United Kingdom, were very active in this area. And indeed, the United Kingdom has supported and funded a number of startups specifically for the delivery in isolated area and the delivery of medicines throughout the territory. So this is a technology that existed, of course, also before the pandemic, but that during the pandemic could play a significant role in making lives easier, let's say.
Yeah, thank you, Andrea. I think that makes a lot of sense, and it gives us a snapshot of where the technology is helping the way in which we interact and we cope with emergencies. Jennifer, turning back to you, what are some of the specific applications and benefits for 5G technology in the UAS sector?
Well, I think there's a number of benefits, to the applications of drones that we'll see coming online along the lines of deliveries and surveillance and things like that. But I think the way that 5G is really going to be pivotal is three main areas. One, the way that 5G technology will enable the development of air traffic management systems to allow for the integration of drones into commercial airspace. Two, will be enabling operations beyond visual line of sight And third is advancements in sensor data transmission. I'll talk briefly about each of them, and then would love to hear Andrea's thoughts on that as well. UTM, right? So this is unmanned traffic management. This is the system that will allow for 18 million drones to be operating without, without impeding other types of air traffic use of the airspace. So countries around the globe are currently working on global standardized technology for unmanned air traffic management, sometimes called UTM. That will enhance the safety and the security of flights and allow for those expanded operations. UTM systems are now in test phases, but we are increasingly seeing more and more companies that are engaged with governments in developing these systems, and not just engaged with governments, but also engaged with users of the systems. And that's a really critical piece to a broad, wide-scale rollout of drone applications across the globe. With 5G, the networks are ideally situated to support these kinds of operations because they allow for broad coverage, increased capacity, number of devices on the network, and technological capabilities that allow for fast transmission speeds and low latencies, which are all going to be super critical for the deployment of UTM and getting users and stakeholders and governments comfortable with the systems. The next area is flights beyond the visual line of sight. Right now, I think most of you may be familiar, if you're familiar with drone operations, that most jurisdictions restrict UAS operations to low altitude operations within the visual line of sight, meaning that the pilot needs to be able to visually see the drone at all times during operations. With beyond visual line of sight operations, the operations are essentially autonomous and they can be operated from a much further distance and for longer periods of time. One of the challenges has been with the technology to facilitate beyond visual line of sight. Today, many drones operate with remote radio control systems or with short-range Wi-Fi. And with 5G networks coming online, they can provide connections over much larger distances and could be controlled from basically anywhere in the world if the drone has a cellular connection. So the potential for flights beyond visual line of sight and really kind of bringing some of these services to scale will be enhanced and supported by the rollout of 5G. And then lastly, sensor data transmission. 5G is going to provide the necessary bandwidth to broadcast to ground stations beyond the remote control station and do real-time broadcasting of drone sensor payload data, artificial intelligence processing needs, and similar applications. And I think that's another significant way in which 5G is going to transform the drone sector and the drone applications that we see.
Great. Thank you, Jennifer. So several areas where 5G and drones can actually fly together. Andrea, any specific points to flag from the European perspective?
Yes, on this, what I was thinking when I was listening to Jennifer was that operators will also have to consider regulatory issues that stem from the European telecommunications regulation that is undergoing also a huge reform in these coming weeks because of the implementation of the European Electronic Communications Code. This because in order for 5G to work and to be the enabler of all of these applications, you need to have connectivity in drones. Connectivity will be granted, of course, by embedding a SIM card in the drones. If the SIM card will be embedded centrally at the manufacturing stage, just like it happens with other kind of vehicles, of connected vehicles, it's quite probable that the SIM card will be a single SIM card embedded centrally, and which will have a single EMC code in it, regardless of where the drone will then be delivered and used. This, of course, will have to be dealt with then locally. Because, of course, if I have to use a drone in Italy, and this drone was manufactured, say, in Germany, and has a German SIM card in it, then I will have to figure out in Italy how to have this this SIM card work on the Italian 5G networks. Typically, this happens by way of a SIM working in permanent roaming, but there are also other ways of having it work. For instance, in Italy, we have a specific regulation allowing for the extraterritorial use of an IMSI number, but for only for specific type of services, for instance, connected car services or IoT services. This is not the case for drones yet, but maybe this type of regulatory path that was specifically created for connected car services will further evolve also to allow drones, connected drones, to unleash their potential also in this, also because of these particular times we're living in.
Excellent. Thank you, Andrea. So we'll see how regulation can help the widespread utilization of drones. One last question, Jennifer. How are the public and private sectors working to develop 5G technology, including with respect to UAS applications, and what roles are companies playing as providers, in your view?
That's a great question, and it's such an exciting time right now because there's so much focus on the digital infrastructure and digital technology generally, and then with respect to 5G and particularly with respect to drone applications. It's a really interesting and active time. So lots of different ways that companies and the government are working to facilitate the introduction of this technology in the drone sector. Many jurisdictions, for example, have sought to provide a more conducive regulatory environment to foster investments in 5G technology and incentivize the rollout. So this might include provision of the necessary spectrum by public auctions or other means to assure that that companies have the bandwidth necessary to develop and deploy the technology. Governments are also proposing and implementing policies to support 5G in the U.S., and that often includes significant investments in digital infrastructure. In the U.S., just last month, President Biden announced his American Jobs Plan, which includes $100 billion allocated to high-speed broadband. But it does remain to be seen what funding will ultimately be allocated to 5G as Congress prepares legislation. But it's very exciting to see the digital infrastructure being part of the larger infrastructure package. It's also, 5G is also being led by private industry in the U.S. as telecommunication providers and technology companies are trying to meet the increasing demands of data from consumer and industrial users. And then in the UAS context, companies are working with the government to develop UTM systems, as we talked about earlier, where 5G is likely to be a critical component of the framework. In Europe, we're seeing similar activity. The European Aviation Safety Agency, or EASA, is developing a system called U-Space, which is essentially the European UTM system that fits within the EU regulatory scheme. And 5G, again, is expected to play a very critical role in the availability, integrity, and security of UAS communications under the system. Europe has also rolled out policies and frameworks to support the advancement of 5G, including by reaffirming its commitment to 5G as a key strategic pillar of the EU digital economy, and reaffirming an investment of 20% of the EU's COVID-related recovery and resilience facility in digital transformation projects such as 5G. So it's an exciting time to see governments kind of putting a lot of resources behind the development and deployment of this technology. And we're seeing it in other countries around the world where they're developing and implementing similar policies and frameworks to support the adoption and advancement of the technology. And we're seeing a lot of companies that are similarly engaged in moving 5G forward, working with governments, but also as providers and collaborating directly with UAS companies to leverage 5G networks and new drone applications. So we're seeing a lot of activity, and it's a very exciting time, and I expect that that activity will continue for some time in the future as these technologies are integrated.
Thank you, Jennifer. Very interesting. So a lot of focus from governments as well, of course, as from the private sector and the possibility for significant collaboration. Andrea, any final remarks from your side on these aspects?
Yeah, that's so true that just a few days ago, also Italy submitted its own recovery plan to the EU Commission. And in this recovery plan, one out of the six areas or missions was named the digitalization, innovation, competitiveness, and culture. And for this mission, the recovery plan allocated 24.3 billion in order to support, among others, the development of ultra-fast networks. So this is one of the crucial areas where public funding is heavily investing. And always in the 2021 report of the drones working group of the Polytechnic University of Milan, we found out that that the trend of the European countries is to invest more and more on drones. And surprisingly enough, some countries were not particularly affected by the pandemic, in the sense that the drones market continued to grow despite the pandemic. For instance, in Germany and Spain, in Germany in 2020, apparently the drones market continued to grow by 20%. This because, again, the public funding on drones, public and private funding on drones, were seen as something crucial for the development of the market. The only point that was seen by almost all of the European countries that were taken as a benchmark for this type of survey was that the technological environment and the regulatory environment around drones is still growing, so it's not as mature as it will be in the next future in order to fully grant the environment that drones will need to become a true part of our technological growth.
So, Jennifer, Andrea, this is fantastic. Thank you so much. It is clear from what you have discussed with us today how TMT companies will continue to be a central part of a process where humanity is redesigning the way we work, we live, we interact with each other, helping tremendously in transitioning from a phase of resilience to a state of recovery up until, hopefully soon, a renewal model. And we will keep on monitoring to see whether on the horizon a drone will appear to bring us new goods, new assets, packages that will improve our daily lives.
Thank you, Raffaele. What an honor to be part of this podcast. And it's a really exciting technology, and the applications are endless. So appreciate the time. If anyone listening to this podcast is interested in more information, feel free to check out our blog, which is www.uasinsights.com. And you'll find all kinds of information about drones and technology coming on board, as well as our contact information. So thank you again.
Thank you, Raffaele. Thank you, Jennifer. It was a great conversation and a pleasure being here. Hope we'll have other chances to discuss about this incredible technology and its applications for the future.
Wonderful. So thanks again to Jennifer Trock, partner with Baker McKenzie in Washington, D.C., and Andrea Mezzetti, counsel with Baker McKenzie in Rome. It was great having you both with us today. And thanks so much to our audience for listening to this conversation. Stay tuned for the next episode. Be well and stay safe. Thank you all.